Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
The secret to controlling your narrative. Your life is a story and you are its main character. Let me share a story with you that happened on the weekend. Miss J had interclub tennis, the final match for the season. At practice Saturday morning, she noticed that her backhand wasn't working, and she asked the coach to take a look and give her some pointers. Miss J was thrilled that she was fixing her backhand, and she skipped home telling me all about the little changes the coach had made. On Sunday morning, she wanted to arrive early to the match and practice her backhand and to ensure she had it right. She was fixating on her backhand. And as her doubles match started, it was clear it wasn't working. The balls were going out or hitting the net. Eventually, it was her turn for singles and her backhand just wasn't landing. She looked at me during her third game with frustration. She said, "See, my backhand is terrible." Oh, I thought, here's where the problem lies. So I responded by sharing with her, "Stop telling yourself it's terrible. Instead, tell yourself your backhand is getting better with every shot, and you'll get the next one in." She looked at me like I was insane, and she said, "But then I'm lying to myself." "No," I said, "you're learning. You need to tell yourself that it's okay to be learning and that your backhand will continue to get better." And wouldn't you know it, from then on, she didn't miss a backhand shot. In fact, probably 70% of her winning shots came off her backhand after that little interlude, and she won her match. So let me start again. Your life is a story and you are its main character. As with Miss J, your story is influenced by the things you tell yourself. Without realizing it, Miss J was disempowering herself every time the ball came to her left side, telling herself her backhand was terrible. The moment she shifted her internal story, her outcomes shifted too. She was landing her backhand. As it is your story, you can control how your life looks, how it feels, how you move forward, and the results you achieve. In fact, the stories you tell yourself can have a big influence on your well-being. It can influence your ability to achieve your personal goals. The stories you tell yourself can change and shape your brain and therefore your behaviors. So it's important that you empower yourself with good stories. Unfortunately, we tell ourselves disempowering stories too often. So I want you to take a moment now and reflect. What disempowering stories are you telling yourself? We all tell ourselves disempowering stories every single day. The challenge is knowing what you're telling yourself and controlling the narrative. "I'm not good enough," or "I can't do it," or "I don't have time," or perhaps you're telling yourself "it's just too hard." Do any of these sound familiar? These are just a few examples of the little disempowering stories that we tell ourselves. It happens every day, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. What you can do, though, is start to control your narrative. You can turn these automatic stories from disempowering and negative stories to positive and empowering stories. Practice reframing your story in your head or out loud, and you will see a shift in the outcomes you achieve in your life. Start to change your narrative by trying some of these stories. I just haven't tried that yet. Or I haven't learned that yet. Or I can review my diary and make time. You can shift and control the stories you're telling yourself. Indeed, as your stories unfold, don't get stuck on the chapter you're currently reading. You always have the ability to turn the page. Start now. Spend some time reflecting. Notice what you're telling yourself. Are you telling yourself your backhand's terrible? Notice how you're framing things for yourself. Is it positive or is it negative? Then create a clear vision of the story you want to live and the outcomes you want to achieve. For Miss J, it was, I'm learning, it's getting better, and I'll get the next one. It was that simple. Your life is a story and you are its main character. So what is your character going to do next? What is your story going to look like?